Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is John W. Spring, and John, you've sent me a number of parts to this issue over Central America and what's going on at the Central America in Part 12, Richard 19, and also the conference that's going on in Asia right now. There's a lot of things happening here, and the optics look horrible, don't they?
I mean, yes, they do, Doctor.
Yeah, and what do you think is going to happen? Because this is pre-catastrophe, isn't it?
Yes. Well, first of all, I think Trump is right. I don't think Secretary of Homeland Security Nielsen has prepared adequately. I think the Pentagon has guessed wrong on deployment of armed forces.
Let me give my solution to the problem, so then you can give me your opinion on it. Okay. The U.S. troops should have been joined by Mexican troops in Mexico to vet the people on site 1,000 miles from the border. They could go to a pursuit to work program, put a tracker anklet on them, and ship them in air-conditioned buses with bottled water and good meals to go to a work camp, keep half their wages, and ship them back like the bills that were 80 years ago in Bracero. And the rest of them that are violated laws and so on should already be put in prison buses headed back to a prison in their home country. That would solve the problem. Secondly, we need to clean up the drug trade, which is, by the way, run by the SAD, the Special Activities Division, to recreate the drug catastrophe because they want an alternate source of $2 trillion of drug trade to fund DOMS or deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, genetic engineering, and other weird projects that don't even have presidential or congressional oversight. People don't know this. I do, okay? And so I guarantee you that if I could go face-to-face with Donald Trump and ask him questions, I could prove to him he's not been given full disclosure. And the people that allow the troops to put concertina wire on the border, I've worked in the trauma room and surgery. I'm a surgeon as well. Do you want to see someone caught, a child or an adult caught in concertina wire? No. Do you want to see either non-lethal rubber bullets shot at people? What do you think the optics are looking like if someone gets hurt or loses an eye or ends up dying? I mean, this is a disaster that Trump is facing as he's trying to warm himself up in the next... Basically, the activities of the next 12 months will determine what happens in 2 years in the 2020 elections. And if the Democrats get in, it's the end of America immediately. If Trump gets in, he may be modifiable with good advice. But the Democrats are beyond hope, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I would say, Dr. Deagle, that it's going to be within the next 12 days that's going to determine...
Oh, yeah, the 12 days, right, because it's before Christmas. This is going to catastrophize. Now, tell us what you think will happen, because you've got all these articles we'll post. What do you think will happen? Because these people are violent, they're hungry, they're supported by billionaires and by leftist organizations. They're getting legal help. Many of them are not just from Central and South America. They're people from the Middle East and elsewhere, including Muslim terrorists. There are valid people concerned about going to their home country because their money is stolen by drug cartels, so they can't have a proper economy in Honduras and El Salvador. But the problem was created by us, by America, and by our special intel agencies that are profiting to the tune of $2 trillion from illegal drug trade, not only from Central and South America, but from Afghanistan and the Golden Triangle in Asia. This is all managed by our SAD to do off-world space projects, underground cities, and other weird crap. And to be honest with you, they run this planet. And that's why even nations like Russia and China think they can escape the beast. They're crazy.
Yes.
They really are insane. They don't understand that America has financial, military, and space-based weapons. They can press a button and a nation will cease to exist without firing one bullet or one missile.
Yes. But getting back to the situation in Tijuana at this time, some of my Mexican-American friends have been down there. They've been on both sides of the border
within
the last week. And they tell me that these people are very violent-prone. These are not your typical...
These are the worst of the worst. They're actually... That's why when you see their behavior on camera coming from the southern Guatemalan border to Mexico and so on, they're going to abuse violence. Now, the problem is that we don't want to see a direct conflict where these people, as violent as they are without weapons, die or end up getting caught in concertina wire or literally race across the border. And then what are you going to do then? Do you think that ICE is going to be able to capture all these people across a border that's like 1,800 miles? No. And in fact, most of these people have already been across the border dozens of times, many of them, and they're just coming back to repeat their dozens of things they did previously.
Exactly. Regarding your proposal, I would say it's an ideal proposal that you made at the onset of the program today. But keep in mind that right now we have very poor diplomatic relations with Mexico. Our late ambassador just left a few months ago, and I personally don't know if the current ambassador has really been installed and is able to be functional at this time.
I would take one phone call from Donald Trump that I'm sending my troops inside Mexico, get out of the way, and join us with your troops, or all hell is going to break loose.
Well,
I think that Donald Trump should tell our troops to invade Mexico and intercept. It's not just be one cartel and one group of migrants. You're going to have, literally, these are three major groups coming across here, and you're going to see a group a week or two or three groups a week until in the next year you could have as many as 50 million more people coming across the border.
Yes, but Dr. Deagle, based on the information that I've been getting, this is beyond the drug cartels. These gangs are another dimension beyond...
Oh, of course they are. Of course they are. In other words, they're not just drug cartels. They're violent people that live in violent countries, and they're very uneducated, many of them. And they feel that this is their only opportunity to get ahead, including whether or not they rape and pillage or get involved with illegal drug trade or bring their gangs directly to America. How many gangs do you think there are in Los Angeles?
Well, there are several.
2,600. 2,600 in L.A. How many do you think in San Diego County? A lot. Right here, even in Oceanside, within a stone's throw, there's dozens of big gangs. They're bad.
Yes. Well, in terms of the very large gangs, there are several that have gone to the international scale.
They're hired by the internationalists. They're hired by drug cartels. They're hired by globalists to create chaos because that's part of their game.
Yes. Now,
this whole situation is to get chaos because they don't want to just control the Mexicans that come across the border or the Central Americans. They want to ultimately put in controls that will control the American public. That's the ultimate thing. Let this get bad enough, we can put controls on everybody.
Yes, and that means us, you and I.
Right. So in other words, this is not by chance. This is on purpose to let things get so out of hand. You have to, in order to bring peace back, take away our liberties.
Exactly. Now, you may disagree with me on this proposal of mine, Dr. Deagle, but I think the United States should make an immediate deployment of provisions and control on and along and near the border, because Tijuana and other border cities are not going to be able to accommodate these people, and these people, out of desperation, they're going to make many attempts across the border until they get across. It's better to bring them into areas that are controlled by us within certain perimeters and parameters so that they...
Oh, yeah, no, they're already up here. You have to do that. You can't leave them to harass the local population in Tijuana.
No.
You got to bring them into population areas where you can set up tent cities and control things. But the fact is, this is soon going to be overwhelmed. We have 2 years of Democrats who are going to obstruct. Do you think the Democrats are going to collaborate on anything logical, like reduce drug prices or controlling the border or building the wall or doing anything else? Of course not. They think if they can investigate 85 points, but now that Lindsey Graham is head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, they're going to be sad sacks because he'll investigate the hell out of them, too. This is going to be a nuclear geopolitical war going on, and the Democrats, if they fire the first shot, they're going to pay for it. The problem is the public will pay for it because we're going to have a massive influx of millions of people that are totally out of control. Many of them are gang members, and the level of violence will be increased so dramatically. And, of course, sanctuary states like California run by Gavin Newsom, who screwed up the Oroville Dam, this idiot will probably do nothing to fix the problem. In fact, there's a lot of conservatives here in California freaked out, like my next-door neighbor, John, is a realtor broker. He knows that when this is going to get way out of hand, and it's going to take a long time before action is taken to actually get rid of the sanctuary states, because all these judges are out of their minds supporting sanctuary cities and states. And the Supreme Court, if it ever gets to the Supreme Court, they'll do something about it. But that's going to take time, maybe a year or more.
And the Californians are being disarmed.
They're not going to disarm me. I'll arm the hell out of people with better weapons and guns.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Zero from many days actually talking about all the things in Central South America. Can you go over some of the high points so people will understand exactly how out of control things are and how we're literally probably days away, but well before Christmas, a catastrophe on our border? Right.
Of Central America.
Right.
But the first front has arrived in Mexico in Tijuana way ahead of schedule because they have...
They were bussed up and paid for by billionaires who wanted them to come up here, because the chant that these people globalists want is no borders, no ICE, and no USA at all. The globalists don't want borders. That's why Macron felt justified in criticizing the president and says his version of nationalism was like a crime like Nazism, because Macron, who's losing power, doesn't want, and they want a trans-European army not to fight against America, Russia, or China, but to prevent their own nations from leaving, like Hungary, Austria, and Italy, who've already shown designs they want to leave the European Union. That's what's going on.
Yeah. It's all a play for power, Dr. Deagle. And
he's just another Manchurian candidate doing his job.
Yeah, this is tragic.
You can see the evil. I mean, it's a very sneaky evil, trying to make it look righteous and good, and it's not. You know, if you don't have representative government, you don't have government. And unfortunately, in Europe, 85% of the rulemaking is made in Strasbourg or Brussels by people that have no concern about the people at all and don't lose office when they screw up.
Yes.
Same thing with our bureaucracy in America. They're appointed by one president or another, and these bureaucracies are like barnacles stuck to the side of a ship. It's hard to freaking blast and cap them off. And then these people are the ones causing all the trouble with Trump. Now, if Trump had someone like you and me, we could have a Christian. He has prayer in the White House, but the prayer is by people who are just praying around him. He needs to have prayers to him. He needs truth. He needs wisdom like your wisdom about Central and South America. He needs wisdom about what he's screwing up with his action right now versus these caravans. And as he screws up, by the way, he doesn't repent. Give an example, and I want to hear your comment on this. It's obvious that Trump is not picking up on the fact that he should have sent in on-site managers to make sure the missiles and the nuclear devices were being dismantled. And the reason why Kim's getting away with this is Russia and China put the squeeze on him saying, don't you dare cooperate with the damn Americans. Now, if we send in on-site people like Special Forces and Delta to back up our inspection crews, these things would already be being dismantled. We wouldn't be talking about it. So what Trump's done is shrink away and not even talk about it anymore. Well, I got as far as any American. I got him talking about peace, and I showed a fancy video to Kim about a horse running across the waters of the East China Sea. Crap, okay? Trump, stop trying to do a media thing. This is not a show. This is reality.
Yeah.
And he should have sent food, for example, to North Korea and training, even start training to train these military. They have a 2 million man army, one of the biggest in the world in North Korea. And they have no skill sets to weld or do plumbing or anything. They need to have skill sets so they can have an economy. What's going on with these Central and South America? He should have immediately sent troops, not just to the northern border, but also the Guatemalan-Mexican border. They should never get across the border. Send our troops to the southern border. And damn it, the Mexicans better get out of the way if we send our troops down there. That's a battlefield right there. Not this nice little small southern Guatemalan border would be easier to manage than the 1,600 miles of the northern border. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, as I said earlier, a part of the problem is due to the current relations with Mexico.
It's not a problem at all. One phone call, the problem's gone away. I don't believe there's a problem at all. The problem is the dance. We don't have a dance with politicians. You have a serious call from Trump that's using the Riot Act. They're just going to let us come in. Do you think the Chinese or anybody else, Russians, are going to get inside Mexico and try to stop American troops from going to the Guatemalan-Mexican border? Do you think the Mexican government themselves will send troops against ours? Do they want to live? Are you kidding me?
No.
They're not. Okay, if we just made one phone call, hey, I'm sending the troops down to your southern border, or I'm going to send them inside Mexico to intercept these people and vet them and send them back in military buses to prisons in their home country, and vetting the ones that do work, put them an anklet on them, the problem's over. And then you force Congress to say, we need a bill passed.
Yes.
End chain migration and the idea of birthright citizenship. You know, they have entire aircraft they actually vet. 747 is full of pregnant Chinese women who can't get their second child Chinese citizenship because they're not high enough to party. And they fly to places like Chino, California, and they have advisors in America making tons of freaking money making these children American citizens by birth. And then they fly back and live the rest of their life in China until they decide to go to the University of Spoiled Children called USC in California.
Yeah.
Damn it. You know?
Yeah.
This is sickening.
Yeah.
And this should never happen, but it does because we have so many corrupt people in this damn country.
But getting back to Central America, Dr. Deagle, I like your idea of putting U.S. troops...
Just do it. Just stop all this whining and saying we got this and that. We don't have a problem. If Trump had a Trump backbone, which he's shown he can have it, but stop just talking. Do.
Yep.
Okay? And if you don't do it, by the way, you'll have so many people in the next 2 years before the 2020 elections, you'll have millions. You know they did a survey... just earlier this year by summer, and 147 million Central and South Americans want to move to America. That doesn't even include the Middle East or elsewhere, Africa.
Yeah.
We cannot do that. Period. We can't. And not only that, the people, if they could have an economy and a safe place to live, they'd like to stay in their own country.
Right. But we cannot deploy green troops south of Mexico. They've got to be cracked and well-trained.
We have to spend in Special Forces, SEAL Force, and so on, and have air cover, too, and make sure that the Mexican government or anybody else can't freaking interfere. Because, you remember, Russia and China are fully infiltrated into Venezuela. Do you know that there's entire divisions of Chinese troops on Venezuelan soil? Do you know that they have nuclear submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River, the Russians?
I certainly
they're ready, man. They can just push the damn button or fly into that long port in Punta Jorete in Nicaragua, and we have nuclear submarines and missiles aimed at our guts. From the south, we have no southern missile defense warning system, none. My father-in-law was in the northern missile defense warning system in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, in Lewisburg. Teddy, what a brilliant guy he was, my wife's father. But he was a real funny guy. You know, Canadians have a funny sense of humor. That's why they're such good comedians. But, you know, he knew when there were a lot of false warnings coming in. We almost did launch on command a whole bunch of times. It didn't happen once in a while. It happened often.
Yes.
Where we almost fired off a barrage of nuclear weapons, and you'd take minutes before every city and town in America and Canada, which had multiple missiles. My city in Nova Scotia, Halifax, and Halifax International Airport alone had 2 to 3 nuclear weapons already pre-targeted by Russia on the airport. And I was their doctor. So, this is not a minor thing. What's going on with this caravan, if it's not handled properly, it's going to blow up in our face and Trump's face for his re-election.
Yes, and it's going to blow up on us, too.
Right, and our cities will be totally unsafe. It'll be ridiculous.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Every single thing that we have, I can, with the help of the Most High God, produce a solution to these issues. And you have a lot of these solutions based on your history and your geopolitical and your geological and informational facts about Central and South America, about missile defense and so on. And I don't see, even under Donald Trump with all the hoo-ha about things, that any solutions are actually being put into place, whether it's to control our borders. I'll give you a short list. Trump should immediately declare a state of national emergency and order the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security and the Army Corps of Engineers to build a wall. Number two, he should declare that anybody who's overstaying their visas has to be vetted, and if they can't justify it, then they're deported from the country. He has to have ICE not harass normal people, but find out who they are and take away their ability to get asylum, and put them in a Procero program. There's probably between, not 22 million according to Harvard, more like 35 to 40 million illegals in America, most of them under the radar. And because they're under the radar, they can be manipulated by corrupt politicians and corrupt business leaders and want cheap labor. We need to stop that. We need to stop abusing these people and laws them to stop abusing blacks and other people that are trying to get a job.
Yeah.
Those are all solutions that don't need Congress. Trump can also get Lindsey Graham, who's the attack dog bulldog at the Senate, to start investigations of Clinton and all the other people inside the Democratic Party who want to wreck this country and won't collaborate. And he can force them to start collaborating on things like drug prices and the wall and so many other issues that both parties have already said in the past they want to do, but I guarantee you the damn Democrats won't do it unless they get a gun to their head, a legal gun from Graham in the Senate. So as far as I'm concerned, none of these are not impossible to solve. In fact, if I could get a half an hour with Trump, I could give him a drop-down list of everything to fix healthcare to make it affordable to everybody. And one of the first things I do is get rid of malpractice, get rid of state licensure so you don't have knuckleheads and state licensure groups that are working for one competitive group of doctors against another. You know, here in North County, San Diego, and you live in nearby in Orange County, you can have a 200 to 300% difference in price for the same procedure by the same level of specialists within 20 miles of each other. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The drug companies are raping us, including not only that, the regular drugs, but also the... Then we have this thing like the donut, they call it. I found this out the hard way. The donut is at the end of your so-called, even though you got a Part B insurance, all of a sudden your copay and your drugs go up like 10 times. A lot of people can't afford that, man. If they stop their drug, they're going to die. They're not going to have a bad day. You know, and Trump's presiding over all this. He doesn't need Congress to proceed in doing all these things. He does need judges, which we can appoint, and he should just appoint them during this so-called lame duck session. He should just decide to do stuff and let these guys let their heads pop off and, in fact, start investigations of all these other bad people who want to screw with him. Not only the bad Democrats, the bad Republicans, too, because look at Jeff Flake, who was trying to screw up things. Look at Ryan, whose father-in-law was part of the, you know, the New World Order, who set up the establishment for the SAD in Oklahoma City. These are the training sites for the Special Activities Division of the CIA in Oklahoma. People don't know that. Why do you think they had the Oklahoma City bombing at that building? It was partly because the SAD was operating there at the University of Oklahoma. Did you know that?
Yes.
You knew that, didn't you? The SAD was stationed there in Oklahoma.
Yes.
They're the ones that run America now since Directive 51 by this President George W. Bush, this bisexual, drug addict, numbskull, son of George Bush Sr., who's a devil out of hell, pronounced 9/11 10 years to the day before they blew up the building with micronukes and RDX, with the SAD contracting the Mossad nuclear division to blow it up with micronukes and RDX. I have all the documents. In fact, somebody said, I disagree with you, Eagle. I'll send you 2 megabyte-plus documents from a Finnish munitions expert that shows they actually contracted with the Port Authority in 1998, 3 years before 9/11, to blow the sick buildings with asbestos and mold in them. $2 billion for floors, they're going to fix it. Besides, I was just double insurance with the Blackstone Group, which invested a few, got 20 or 30 million, and they got billions. In fact, the Aria complex in Las Vegas is paid for by the Blackstone Group and the Jewish Mafia working under the Global Mafia and the SAD to actually fund the Aria complex in Las Vegas is funded by 9/11 blood money. Did you know that?
Well, that I did not know, Dr. Deagle.
I know it all, man. I'll tell you, it's it's so freaking evil. And most people, why do you think other people don't want to interview Deagle? They're terrified of me. And the Bible includes everybody. The big shot, AJ, Rents. The only people that interview me, people are like, you know, Deborah Tavares is a good friend. But if you know Deagle, I don't have some of the information. I have all of it. And it's freaking ugly, man. It scares the hell out of me. It's the average person who just thinks, well, you're just making it up because you're a narcissistic egomaniac. No, I'm not. I'm going to die for doing this, people. I'm going to die doing this.
Right. And for the record, I had you as a guest on commercial radio and interviewed you, too, years ago, almost a decade ago. So I,
right. Right.
Yeah, I could see back then that you were a very talented genius.
I was the exit examiner for the Alpha P. Murrow building, special op team. And when I called in the Alex Jones show in 2004, December, I got a call back from Mitch Potter to do a full-hour show, and then I got a call a month and a half later because I was already doing a show on Clear Channel Wednesday nights across the country with Mark Allen Curry, a comedian from Hollywood, called Laughter's the Best Medicine. Deagle's been around, man. And my experiences and my knowledge is not open to your goddamned opinion. It's just the way it is. Now, that's why the only thing I do not get anybody saying they can humbly ask questions from Deagle. I'm the Lamed. But if you want to disagree with me, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on air, and it's going to be painful because I won't use anesthetic. And that's why I bring on brilliant people like you, John, because I learn things when I have you on the show. Just like I learn things when I have Scott Adams on or Lowell Ponte that will line up with mostly what I say, and basically to the point where people need to realize it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue, and we're witnessing to them like at the time of the end, like the two witnesses. You know, God said, I'll bring two witnesses before you, so you'll be either get grace or condemnation. People need to wake up. They need to contact their president and say, are you not listening to John W. Spring and his reading his letters? Why aren't you responding to President Trump? Why are you trying to provide him with enough paper? He can have paper a geopolitical White House Outhouse, I'm really upset by this president not responding to you. And he's screwing up, as far as I'm concerned. Not because he's bad intentioned, but because he's ignorant. And he's surrounded by ignorant and globalist maniac Satanists like John Lightning Bolt and Nikki Haley and other maniacs.
Yeah. Well, in all fairness, in all probability, Dr. Deagle, he's not even getting my mail.
That's right. That's why John Kelly, I call the Kelly filter, and other idiots at the White House are making sure your letters don't even get through to his desk. Because I'm sure if he did, he'd call you and say, hey, John, let's talk for 10 minutes. Believe me, the man only needs 4 hours sleep. He could call you and talk to you once in a while and find out what the hell why you have all this wisdom. You notify John F. Kennedy about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Doesn't he realize the one coming is a lot worse?
Well, he should. But with all the advisors around him, I have my doubts. I have my doubts. And unfortunately, Kelly's one of these generals that I've been talking about. I don't know what he has really accomplished as a military officer. I do know that during the Obama administration, when I tried to contact the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon, when Kelly was in charge, I wasn't able to get anywhere with him. So why should I be able to get anywhere with him right now as Chief of Staff for the President?
I think President Trump's going to get rid of Kelly for that reason.
Well, unfortunately, it could cause his demise sooner rather than later.
Trump's demise? No, I think the main problem with Trump right now is he has bad globalist, luciferic, satanic advisors. He doesn't listen to the informed public that would save his hide. We don't need to be paid. We don't want glory. We don't want influence. We just simply want to share wisdom. And it makes me cry when I think he's not listening. It makes me cry. Back in a moment with John W. Spring.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I think we should be stationing U.S. troops in Central America now. I think we should have safe zones in Central America. We should actually be taking attack helicopters. Why do people like the third richest man in the world, who's actually a drug cartel lord, buying American docks in Mexico, why does he feel so secure that he won't be attacked by U.S. military? It's because we haven't. If Donald Trump decides to start sending a special Delta Force to clean up the drug cartels, the SAD would freak out because, man, that's their source of the private cash, trillions of dollars, illegal drug trade. Why don't give a damn that there's 70,000 Americans die of heroin overdose and drug overdoses in America? Who cares? That's just the cost of doing business, according to these global Satanists, isn't it?
Right. And basically, they have declared war on us by the drug trade, and we have every right to defend ourselves. And we
as far as I'm concerned, I totally agree. Trump should launch a preemptive, without warning, war on the drug cartel. Some weekend, man, it's a weekend they all die. All these guys in their home are going to burn into ashes. and basically set up military bases inside Central and South America and keep them there and deploy them just like a foreign country and make it safe zone. So the people are coming up here because they can't even keep money they earn in their pocket because the drug cartels come in and say, hey, give me your money, damn it, or we're going to take your kid and kill you. That's what's going on in Central America, isn't it?
Exactly.
Or if your kid is not joining our gang that works for the drug cartels, we're going to kill him going to school or going to work. That's what's happening. And by the way, that's happening in America, too. That's why you'll see a lot of kids join gangs, because the drug cartels and the organ trade people, and so when they tried to recruit me to the organ trade back in 87, I got a honey ham and a whole bunch of stuff from a vascular surgeon in the hospital in Augusta, Georgia. And I said, why did I get all this? I said, well, I want to talk to you. I said, well, you know, you got people that in an emergency department or trauma unit, they've got a brain injury or they're at least, you know, unconscious. All you have to do is certify they're dead and we'll whip out their organs and you'll get a big check in a foreign bank account. So you got to take this honey ham and shove it up your rectum. Okay? So you have to understand, Deagle's been through a lot of crap and it's not open to your damned opinion. Okay? And I know stuff, both classified and otherwise, and that's why when I talk to Special Forces and Delta guys in the military now, I say, hey, Deagle, man, we really respect you. You're not full of it like everybody else. You're one of us. I said, yeah, I am. I was a Delta Force Special Op doctor. Let me tell you, even though I haven't been in the military, I've taken care of these guys for four decades. I have the same warrior blood running through my veins. And I'm not going to put up with this kind of crap. And I want people to know what's coming here. If Donald Trump, you need to be calling and emailing Trump and say, listen, talk to Don W. Sprague. Talk to the Samuel Council Deagle's putting together. Talk to Deagle. Let him be your Samuel along with John W. Sprague and other experts to tell you what's really going on and what you need to do in order to solve this damn problem. It's going to blow up in your face, Trump. You screw around with the same way if you screw around with North Korea, it'll be in Venezuela, or if it isn't already shipped to Venezuela and already being set up with missiles there. If you don't think that during your presidency you're going to see nuclear missiles heading to Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, you're an idiot. Isn't he?
Absolutely. And we have to encourage our listeners to send letters.
You send a mountain of letters and say, answer frigging John W. Spring. Call Deagle. He'll answer your phone, John, you know. He's an insomniac like Deagle. He'll answer your call any hour, day or night. If it says Donald J. Trump is calling you, damn it, I'm a Johnny on the spot. I'll answer and I'll talk to him. And as you know, I'm not like a normal person. You can ask me a question about anything on earth, medicine, geopolitics, metallurgy, quantum mechanics, programming, and Deagle, if I don't have the immediate answer, I'll pray and I'll have the answer for you within minutes. That's scary, isn't it? I'm a scary guy, aren't I? And I have a backbone because I'm not afraid of dying, because I'm going to die doing this. My day of death is coming, and it's going to come. And I love living, but I'm going to die for God. And I don't know anybody who tells the truth. If we aren't salt and light, like it says in the book of Revelation, what use are we? We need to be salt and light to this dying world, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, you were clever enough to hide yourself enough that you didn't kill you years ago in the 60s. But the fact is, there's no time left to hide ourselves. In fact, one of the best ways to protect yourself is to be complete disclosure.
Yes.
One guy called me a few years ago, and he said, Deagle, I used to believe you're a nut, man. Now I think you're telling the truth. He said, well, I'm not sure if I want to believe you. I said, you know what? If they kill me, you knucklehead would start to believe.
Right.
So they don't want to kill me because they are afraid you might actually believe what I say.
Right. Now, in my case, Dr. Deagle, I thought that by keeping quiet, I could hide my identity. In reality, the Russians and the Cubans, they knew all about me.
Listen, I guarantee you that your identity was fully known and they were just watching you like a little bug on the windowsill.
Exactly.
And all they had to do is to say, you know, is it worthwhile to squash them? You know why? They're afraid you had a deposit of documents or friends or other things in a depository that if your carcass shows up, those documents are going to get spilled, just like, you know, WikiLeaks. That's what terrifies these buggers.
Yeah.
They're afraid of some of their high-level Mason friends who finally get a twang of conscience and decide that this has gone too far and they got to stop it. They're afraid of some of their military personnel or even their politicians who have done evil before finally start to repent. I mean, just imagine what would happen if Hillary Clinton repented with her demonic Draco reptilian 16-foot-8 monstrosity in her soul. Imagine if she started repenting. I pray for that woman with a carcass. She's dying. She's soon going to meet her maker, and believe me, her maker is going to unmake her if she doesn't get saved. Same with all these other people that are doing evil, including General Kelly, who's acting as a filter to make sure your letters don't get through. Why? General Kelly, why? We're not trying to disrupt the White House. We're trying to inform them.
Exactly. But you've got to understand, people like Kelly were selected to raise through the ranks because they had their own...
They're players. They're people exactly. that are going to play that damn game. They're right. just like they told me, you know, you can go far, Deagle, if you just behave yourself. You know, 26 and a half years ago, I get visited by the Pindar. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
The Pindar is the one that sits in the chairman's seat of the Druidic Council of 13 that runs Earth for Lucifer. And he wanted me to be his understudy and take over his position when he ascended. He said, it's wonderful to see my son because of your bloodlines, because I have royal bloodlines going back in my family on many sides. I said, you're not my father. I don't know what the hell the Pindar was. He said, and then he started saying, well, we're very upset with you writing the book Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon. I said, it's on my laptop in my bedroom, and I haven't even told my pastor. I knew right away I was dealing with a demonic entity. No, $5,000 tuxedo, slim, looked like French royalty. And I said, I rebuke you in the name of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to touch your little girl's heart, your baby girl. I said, I have three sons. I laughed and he repeated it. I felt a chill down on my neck. So I said, I'm covered by the blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach, who paid the price, and I have the ring of the Creator God, and I rebuke you. And he disappeared in front of me, 5 feet from me, in broad daylight, in the morning. I did a pregnancy test. My wife was pregnant. 6 weeks later, I'm sitting in the ultrasound room, and I was trained in ultrasound by Dr. McMillan, who was doing Crow research with Harvard. And I looked, and I could saw a nuchal thickening and endocardial cushion defect, so I knew my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. I said, oh, my gosh. My little girl has Down syndrome and has a giant heart defect. I felt a sinking feeling like I had the devil sticking a knife between my ribs and twisting it.
Yes.
And the head radiologist said, oh, you got to consider suicide. I said, my little daughter is the daughter of Israel, and she's a descendant of Moshe, Moses. And Sarai cried in the tent 3,000 years ago with Abraham for my little girl that you wanted to kill. I said it right to the radiologist. And the Jewish geneticists harassed me at 6:30 in the morning and 11 at night. Till I finally had to say, you know what, if you keep calling me, I'm going to put a contract on you, bugger. You better shut up and stop calling me. Because my daughter is going to live as a daughter of Israel. After heart surgery, she had lost 4 ounces in weight by the time she had her first surgery. And when I got to Colorado Springs, she got her second surgery, and I actually prayed in Christopher House. And Yeshua Jesus came right to the wall of the building in full broad daylight and told me the words of the radiologist, the surgeon the next day, Dr. McMillan. And he said the same words. I put in 4 sutures. She's healed. I can't explain it. It's a miracle. After 7.5 hours on the heart-lung bypass, and she hasn't been on a heart drug for 23 and a half years. She does 2 hours on the treadmill every day. Little Kelsey. A miracle baby. Yeah, he touched my little girl's heart, but I still have my little girl. In fact, because I was obedient enough to go to Colorado Springs to see the city from which the Mark of the Beast came, he gave my little girl back from Lucifer. So your obedience and your suffering will bring glory to God and save souls from not only the damnation of a world on fire, not just the fires in Northern California, but the fire of nuclear war coming. And it makes me grieve when I see how many people want to attack the messenger with a message of hope. Because our God is a God of hope. With all the horrifying things coming, without God there is no hope. So praise God, you people out there, contact President Trump. For God's sake, get him to answer John W. Spring and talk to him. Pray hard that they are receptive to the truth.
No. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.